Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome Kimberly Johnson, everybody.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
We are excited that you are here. I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to write the book, because we've known you a long time.
And yes.
So I could go on and on and on, because you're one of my favorite people in the world. And you have the last name Johnson, right?
Exactly.
But let the listeners know who you are and how you came to write your book.
Oh, wow. Actually, I just describe myself as, first and foremost, a woman, just an everyday person, a wife, a mother. I've been a mentor. I am currently operating as a leader. I also, of course, have been involved in a variety of organizations. I've been very active in my church. I've been very active in the community. And in all those things, I had an opportunity to just, as I had my daughters and raised them up, I had a chance to just interact with a variety of people. But it was the people actually in the church who were observing my daughters. And there was one particular day that they actually, we could see, my daughter was very active in the praise and worship team. And so this particular Sunday, I had two people at two different times come up to me and say, "How did you do it?" And they were asking, they would observe her. They observed my younger daughter and just how active they were in church and in the community. They were doing well in school. They just seemed to have a good head on their shoulders. And people were just asking, what did you do to get them to this point? Because we all know that parenthood is not an exact science and is not something that we have a handbook on, that we usually are doing the best we can to raise our children and to follow whatever experiences we had growing up to get to that point. So when I had those people come to me, I knew it was God ordained. Mm-hmm. That at that point, that following week after I talked to both of those ladies, that I thought, maybe I need to pin down what I actually did, what my husband and I actually did together to raise our children and make them productive citizens. And at that point, I just let that stir in me for a while. I prayed about it, and then eventually I decided, this is the direction I want to go in.
Good. That's what we're talking about. You all get ready to call in at 404-726-1380. We're joined by the great author, Kimberly Johnson, Raising Responsible Children. I want you to call in. She's going to talk about her book. You got to get this book, you all. This is book will just help you as you go into 2025. Even if you don't have children, you have kids in the neighborhood that you may care about, things that you want to do in our community. This is what it's about. This is Turn Up Tuesday. You're tuned in to Real Life with LJ. Come on back in, you all. Let's do it.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Johnson, and I'm the author of How Did You Do It? Reflections of Our Parental Journey to Raise Responsible Children. And I'm tuned in with Real Life with LJ on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Wild Wild West. Welcome back to News and Talk Radio, WAOK 1380, Real Life with LJ. And I'm going to get back to our author and friend, Kimberly Johnson. Kim, I know your daughters are in the 30s now, right?
Yes.
And she has raised some remarkable young women. Her oldest is a nurse, now a nurse educator, right?
Right.
About to get her master's degree. And her younger daughter is an educator and about to get her master's degree, but they are strong, solid women. And so, you know, sometimes people think you write a book, you really have the experience, because I remember, so your daughter in her 30s now, I remember when you were a brownie and a Girl Scout troop leader for many years. And I want people to understand, sometimes people write a book and they're not writing for a lens of how they walk this out, but she has truly lived it, and I've seen it raise two remarkable young women. I think people don't understand that you didn't get a manual for parenting, right?
No.
Because I remember when I met you, Kayla was in the car seat.
Yes.
Kristen, the baby, the oldest, was in the car seat. And so talk a little bit about, you know, there's not a manual, right? You
No.
know, your first child, newly married. Talk a little bit about how you go from those young women in the car seat to brownies, right, and, you know, raising, helping to raise, rear other people's children, because you not only reared your own, but you were that leader from brownies.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's through Girl Scouts all the way up through senior high school.
Right.
So now I want people to know that you have a breadth of experience with raising children, not only your own, but others. How you went from, oh my God, I'm half pregnant, having this baby, to two amazing girls. Because I want to talk about the journey, because sometimes people don't talk about the in-between. They'll definitely have to get the book, but I kind of want to get your perspective and thoughts on that.
Yeah, and it was quite the journey. I really, one of the things I call out here, I mean, it's cliche, but it's so appropriate that it takes a village.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took a village for me to raise my children from birth. I mean, I had the network of parents. I had the network of grandparents. I had the network of aunts and uncles. I had people within the church that helped me. And I reached out because I knew I couldn't do it by myself. Jared and I couldn't do it by ourselves, you know, because we were new to this.
Hello.
You know? Like you said, there's no manual.
Right.
And it's funny, you know, that you say that, because I have to kind of segue into the fact that that was one thing I heard even from women my age, mm-hmm. when they talked about raising their kids, mm-hmm. coming up. They were like, I wish I did have a manual. Mm-hmm. I wish I had something to give me a guide, mm-hmm. in how to raise my children. And even at the time I heard those conversations, I was in the process of getting ready to publish. And
right.
I thought, man, you know, this is truly an appropriate time to get this up. It's God's timing,
yes.
to get this out.
Yes.
And so I was very, that made me even more excited to move, mm-hmm. forward with this, because, you know, I, as I say in the book, I don't have a doctorate degree, but I have a PhD in motherhood, because
yes.
having 30 plus years under my belt, I think
100%.
That accounts for something, you know?
Absolutely.
But the journey, as you mentioned, that's why I named it this as a subtitle, Reflections of Our Parental Journey, mm-hmm. because That's what it is. You're learning along the way. You're still learning. Even at this stage, we're learning how to be trusted advisors
Correct.
To our children.
Changes, you know? The role changes.
Exactly, yes. exactly. Yes. So, but going up, you know, from birth and getting them involved with community, mm-hmm. you know, we took time to, even when they were very small, I indicated how, you know, we taught them the or at least let them observe the principles of what it takes to work in the community. Mm-hmm. They saw us serving in our church. Mm-hmm. They saw us going out to nursing homes and mm-hmm. and to other events where we would help people. Mm-hmm. And even as I was a Girl Scout myself, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, as they got into elementary school, that I wanted to get them involved in Girl Scouts as well, because yeah. I knew some of the mm-hmm. the life skills it taught me. Mm-hmm. So I wanted them to get some of the same experience. And so that was why I went that route and chose to be a Girl Scout leader, yeah. even just to make sure they could get that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. And it was eye-opening for me just to engage with the other children mm-hmm. and just see what kind of backgrounds they had and what... You know, we had a lot of parental support during that time. So that actually helped me, you know, even, you know, glean from other parents.
Yes.
You know, interacting with them to see, oh, well, this is, you know, some of the things they do with their kids. Yeah. You know, maybe I can do the same thing and help yes. them out in this particular area in their life. So, like I said, you know, having that village of people, I think even the Girl Scout journey actually gave me that exposure. And as I mentioned in the book, it actually helped them help our girls as well as the other girls in the group learn some things that they may not have otherwise learned in other environments. So, so you know, that process, you know, was ever evolving, mm-hmm. I have to say, because between that, you know, like I said, we got them involved in church, so they learned some skills in church. They really got to hone in on, you know, some of their talents mm-hmm. while they were in church. I mean, Kristen, as I mentioned, she became a praise and worship leader ultimately. Mm-hmm. And singing wasn't something she wanted to do in the first place. Wow. You know, she kind of got forced into wow. singing. wow. And we come, you know, you all know we come from a musical family.
Right.
So we have a lot of people in our family that like to sing. But she didn't like to sing at first. So we kind of, you know, nudged her in that direction.
Right.
But we let her decide that's right. what she wanted to
Correct.
Do.
Correct.
And then for Kayla, she was working, she was very interested in working in production.
Mm.
So she got involved in, she was starting to create her own videos.
Wow.
She did that at school and
creative.
Got recognized for, you know, some of the video editing she was doing at
Isn't
school.
That something?
And then that evolved into her being able to do that even as an occupation.
Wow.
So she works as an independent contractor now for our church. To do video production.
And she's a teacher.
And she's a teacher.
Isn't that something?
And look, not only is she a teacher, she's a department head now.
Really?
Yes.
All right, go on, Jonesboro. They went to Macy's Parade.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
some
man.
Of her students were
that
in the parade.
Is awesome.
So
the
students were in the parade.
The department head. That is a blessing.
Yeah.
That is a
That's
blessing.
What we coming back, because I want to go back to the village that you talked about and talk about the important role of grandparents. And I saw
yes.
Jared and your mom was always instrumental. So when we get back, you all, you're on Real Life with LJ. We talk about raising responsible children. We got an author on, Kimberly Johnson. You're at News and Talk 1380 WALK. You all come in. We got somebody here. She says she got a PhD in motherhood.
Period.
And that's what it's all about. And she's also a UGA. She's a bulldog.
Bulldog.
So dogs.
I know she's happy. So come on back, you all. You're tuned in to Real Life with LJ.
With Real Life with LJ on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This goes out to all area crew.
Yes, yes,
this
yes.
To my big K crew, to my QB crew, my ally crew, my Charlotte crew.
Not that. With Kimberly Johnson, our friend and author of How Did You Do It? Reflections of Our Parental Journey to Raise Responsible Children. Kim and I were talking during the break, and one of the things that I wanted to hear her talk a little bit about of the landscape of parenting. You know, when we were growing up, things seemed much simpler. But now there's so much stress on children, even, you know, kindergarten and elementary school children. Why do you think that is? Mm.
You know, a lot of it, I think, revolves around social media. Mm-hmm. We expose our children at a very early age to being on cell phones, mm-hmm. and tablets, and we expose them a lot to social media and the pressures, mm-hmm. that are associated with social media. You know, a lot of kids in elementary school and middle school, you know, they want to get all the likes that, mm-hmm. they can get, you know, whether it's through Instagram or whether it's through Facebook for those that use it, or Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they're shooting for. You know, they're shooting for the attention and the validation of people they don't even know. Versus when we were growing up, you know, as long as we had our girls,
yes.
our boys,
that's right,
you know,
that's right.
with us, you know, that we knew we could do anything,
right.
you know, as long as we had the love of family, mm-hmm. you know, which is always foundational.
Right.
We knew we could, you know, jump over a hoop and,
right.
you know, jump over a troop, I should say, and leap over a wall.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where the dynamic has changed over time. And of course, we have to change with it in our parenting skills, because we have to know, you know, okay, my children are going to be exposed to, you know, social media. They're going to be exposed to technology. That's the standard these days. So how do I need to adjust my skills so that they can have that exposure? Because it is good,
right.
to have that exposure. There's a lot of positivity associated with technology and with going on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But also we have to understand what the adverse effects of going in that direction will be. And we can't just let our children run loose, you know, and do whatever they want to, go to whatever site they want to go on. You have to have a level of discipline and control even in that arena. And I think just having that engagement has always been important. You know, no matter what the current trends are, as parents, we should always be engaged with our children. We should always know what they're being exposed to. We should always know who they're being exposed to, because that's also important. We need to know what's coming into their vision, what's coming into their hearing. You know, all of that is very important as you're raising your children.
True. Okay, LJ, I know you have a few questions.
Yes, I just want to talk about, we're in the age of grandparents. What they call them? G mom and grandma and all those things. But I just saw how your mother was able to chip in and help her and Jared at Mother Johnson, and your mom, Miss Charlotte. Talk about the role. Has it changed, or is it the same? Or, you know, I didn't look at it as an extended family. My grandmother, we all grew up together. Grandmother was there, and she helped. I call her granny. Mine would call granny. But talk about the role of grandparents as it relates to raising a child.
I think grandparents are essential. Those that are around when your children are born and they're growing up, if they have grandparents living, you know, it really is an essential piece, because grandparents can share wisdom.
Right.
And they can also help with reaffirming discipline, because a lot of times the kids will listen to the grandparents,
right.
before they'll listen to you.
Right.
So, you know, and there's a level of trust that's built.
That's right.
Within the grandparent dynamic, because a lot of times they see, because they're older, because they show that they have a firm hand, that, you know, they're more willing to trust what they have to say. And they know that, you know, and eventually over time they realize, oh, yeah, they raised my parents and they came out okay.
Right.
So I guess, you know, whatever they say to me is okay, too.
And we got away with a little bit more.
Exactly. You
yeah,
do.
I love going to granny house. We got away with a little bit more.
You do.
She had a stitching cord for my uncles and aunt, but she didn't use it on us. We were just happy. We get to lick the cake bowl, and when the cake is getting ready, we could lick it. Run around the house. We didn't have to put the cups up. But that was so important.
It really was.
Kim, and what you're talking about, grandparents. And another thing that shifts because we're in the age of the helicopter parents. Mm-hmm. These are the parents that got to go with their kids to school and making sure they're in the line with them and know about the financial aid and go to the classroom on the first day in college. But talk about the shift that happens and what age does it happen when you move from being a parent to an advisor, and how, what type of role is that? Because I know it's hard, but you got to let them go.
Yes, you do. I have a segment in my book talking about letting go. And really, that's the most challenging part of being a parent, because you, especially if you are engaged with them throughout their younger years, then when they get in that middle school and high school age, especially, you can see the transition in middle school,
right,
where they're trying to get,
right,
more independent. They're becoming more attached to their friends,
yes,
and their peers. And you see the peer pressure as well. And then when they get into high school, you know you have to groom them for college.
That's right.
In college, they have to be independent.
That's right.
So really, in those high school years are critical.
Critical.
Because you really have to start helping them learn independence and learn how to make decisions for themselves, learn how to take charge of their lives. Because, you know, once they get in college, if that's where they go, you know, wherever they go, whether it's college, whether it's the military, you know, whatever path, if they decide to go right from high school into a work setting.
That's right.
They have to learn how to be independent and learn how to take care of themselves, learn how to budget,
yes,
learn how to navigate through, you know, the business world, you know. So you have to start getting them in that place, especially when they get into those high school years.
Wow, that's critical. How can people get your book?
They can get my book. It's currently on Amazon. You can go on Amazon.com and order it. Just make sure you put in as the author Kimberly Johnson, and then put in the title, How Did You Do It? Reflections of Our Parental Journey to Raise Responsible Children. It right now it's only available in hard book, you know, hard copy form. It is a paperback.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I'm going to transition to a Kindle version as well.
Okay.
But definitely.
Audible, get a wonderful voice.
And Audible,
have.
Yes.
Because you got the voice.
Yes.
You have the voice.
Very soothing.
You have the voice. And you tell us about your social media, how folks can contact you.
You can contact me on Facebook as well as Instagram, and I can make sure I have that information available to you.
Yes, because we want people to chime in as we go. And Dr. T, you got one more question before we go to our real life moment.
I don't know. What is the one wisdom nugget you would give to parents on successful parenting today?
Love is the foundation.
Amen.
And if you don't act in with the basis of love behind all of your actions, whether you are showing tough love or tender love, you know, if you don't have that true love as the foundation, being patient, being kind, having unconditional love, then you really, you know, can't get from them what you need from them, you know,
wow,
as far as growth and mutual trust and respect.
That's it.
But I think, you know, always love is the foundation.
Wow.
Parenting.
That's really powerful. Is. Love, moving from a parent to an advisor, your grandparents, raising responsible children. You will get that and a whole lot more from How Did You Do It? Reflections of Parental Journey to Raise Responsible Children by the great author, Kimberly Johnson. She's doing it. You all get this book because this is a lady that this is not the last time you're going to hear from. This is a bestseller. This is going to make it happen. This is going to make sure that you have a tool in your toolkit to raising your child. Everybody has a moment. Everybody has things that's going on. She has some uptime and some downtime, but she has helped raise two remarkable daughters, her and Jared. And she's doing great things and just making things happen. And you can see the fruit. Mm-hmm. You see these kids, you can see the fruit. Mm-hmm. And you can see, I said, man, how did they do it? I mean, how did they do it? They pull it together. And I mean, and she's a UGA graduate. I mean, she wasn't rich. She didn't come with no silver spoon in her mouth. Although she's down in Fayette County, but she one of the original black families down in Fayette County. So she could tell you some stories about growing up down there. Absolutely. During those times. I mean, she was born and raised in Fayette County. Yes. So she knows the ins and outs. And her family was very pivotal in a lot of things that's going on. So I just want to say thank you, yes, Kimberly Johnson, for just brightening our day, yes, for talking about some nuggets and what you're doing. And were you invited anytime to come back to Real Life with LJ? So you're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WALK, and we're coming back with our Real Life Moment with Dr. Tony Alvarado from Grace Church International.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.